Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
Well, good morning. It's 7:16. Our guests now on the show. You know what that song is. It's time for Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Hey, happy Monday, guys. Happy spring, too.
Hey, good morning. Happy spring.
Thank you. Good morning.
So it doesn't sound like you want us to be isolated in our marriages this week, but you have five steps to get there. What's the story behind this?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always good to be able to identify trouble along the way. And so, as you recall, in the past few weeks, we've been talking about some of the threats that exist in our culture, that exist in our lives, that would cause a marriage relationship to drift toward isolation rather than achieving oneness. And you may recall, some of the things we talked about were like unrealistic expectations that going into a marriage and not making those necessary adjustments to move toward oneness. Or then we talked about inevitable difficulties. Cindy talked a lot about our son Joey and just the struggles that everybody faces in life, and that can cause strain on our marriages. And then we talked about the different types of affairs that exist in people's lives, from a career affair to a materialism affair to physical affair. And what we'd like to talk about today, if we can, is to realize that because of those preceding threats to oneness, a marriage relationship will predictably, and that really is a key word there, will predictably deteriorate through the following five stages. And so we're going to start off in some common ground here, a happy place for most of us, and that's the romantic phase. That's during dating and the honeymoon phase. And, you know, Brian, Cindy and I, we've been working with married couples and pre-married couples now for well over 30 years, and I have yet to have a pre-married guy come to me and say, hey, listen, Joe, I just want to be miserable for the rest of my life.
Right. Yeah, no one says that.
I've never heard that. But what I do say at this time is some pretty intense feelings are characterizing this phase of that marriage relationship. But we know that that cannot be sustained, which causes us then to step down into the next phase. And Cindy, you got that one?
Yes. The next phase would be the reality phase. So this would be, you know, when a couple's on their honeymoon or early in their marriage. And really, this is when couples are learning more about each other, their spouse. And then things become a little bit more realistic. You know, the realities of life sort of sober the relationship. So it might be things like, you know, they don't like that they lay their clothes all over the place, or something as simple as, you know, how they squeeze toothpaste out of their
That's so
toothpaste
mean.
Tube.
I mess. Nate's always like, what are you doing?
Are you the squeeze all over the place?
Yeah, it's a mess.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, but I have one of those things that you put on to like make it all squeeze nice at the end. Yeah. You got it for me, Mom, and it's been very helpful. Right. Thank you.
Very
old. we sometimes give those out at conferences because it saves marriages, you know, those little plastic things.
Does it? I've never even heard of this.
Nate hates it, though. But he hates all that I do with toothpaste. Anyways, continue. That's another, I'll go to my counselor on that one.
I guess you're on step two, Kathleen.
Yeah, I'm on step two. Okay.
Well, we're still working on
it. You know, that is sort of the beauty of this relationship. I mean, there's little things that will sort of drive us crazy that begin to show the reality in our relationship, but there's bigger things too. I mean, it might be, you know, who gets control of the remote, or it might be issues with in-laws, or it might be money issues. I mean, the list goes on. This is where, you know, that first part of marriage where those kinds of things begin to sort of rear their ugly heads, and then you have to sort of figure out what to do with them. And if people in marriage don't know what to do with them, they will go to the next phase, which is the renovation phase. And this is where couples really, they struggle as they work to sort of make over their spouse and to adapt their own preferences. So it's sort of that I'm going to win attitude, and there's not the working together. And that makes it really hard. And I'm going to let Dad finish the last two before we kind of wind things up.
Sure. Yeah, the next phase is the retaliation phase. And at this point, despair is kind of characterizing that marriage. Or resentment, bitterness will turn into more and more hurtful words. And what happens a lot of times is that a man begins to sell out his life to his profession. He takes on that career affair that we were talking about earlier. The woman, she pours her life into her children. She takes on a family affair. Mm-hmm. Or maybe she too takes on a career and she develops a career affair as well. And at this point in time, the marriage, if you will, is getting in the way of the affair. And then you step down into the final phase, which is the rejection phase. Mm. where either emotional separation or actual divorce takes place. And we need to understand that these are the inevitable conclusions or the final products of prolonged isolation in a marriage relationship. And you're right, Brian. We don't want isolation to continue in the marriage relationship because we know that the end point is, you know, not a good thing. And as we know, the goal of marriage is not isolation. It's oneness.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. It's a challenge because I think sometimes these sneak up on you, you know, and you just wake up one day and you go, wait a minute, why aren't we like we used to be? We don't have that honeymoon phase. It's totally gone. I mean, where can somebody start if they want to kind of roll back on these five things?
Well, let me just say that next week we will talk about the path to oneness, but we don't want to leave it here today with there be no answers for someone or no hope for someone. So thank you for that question. And I think, you know, one of the two in the couple have to recognize it and say, wait a minute here. We have to stop this cycle and we have to sort of get off the merry-go-round and decide where are we going to put our feet on the ground and start working toward this marriage. You know, when we see marriages, a lot of times people don't actually recognize it until they start to get into that retaliation or the rejection phase when they've gotten to bitterness and then actual separation where it's emotional and so forth. And if they're not willing to take at least one of them take one step forward to say, I'm going to work on this marriage, it's not always a happy ending. But the thing is, it can be a happy ending because often marriages end because of things that can be easily fixed. The problem is people aren't willing to fix it. So, you know, in that retaliation phase where we just said, you know, despair characterizes the marriage. Well, what can you do to bring hope into your marriage? And that's where we've talked so much in the past about dating each other, talking kindly to each other, turning the tables and starting to do things differently than you used to do. And that takes a little bit of work, but it's so worth it because the end result then is a sustained marriage that's going to go for the long haul.
Right.
Great stuff again this week. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. How can folks find you if they want to?
Well, we would love for people to go to Facebook at My Marriage Matters. They can like that. And then every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, there's a thought, a hopeful suggestion, a challenge, something for them to consider and talk about with their spouse. And then if they want to ask a question, they could ask there, but they could also go to our website and email us there either at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And my little suggestion or challenge for the week would be if you recognize where you are on this drift to isolation, you be the first one to take that first step, and hopefully your spouse will follow you.
All right. Thanks, you too. We always appreciate your great advice, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Take care.